This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Everybody, thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, Tom Appel, who's publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're going to be talking about some new vehicles that the folks at Consumer Guide have driven over the last few weeks or so. Also talk a little bit about what I've had the pleasure of driving. We'll also talk about the recently concluded media days at the New York International Auto Show. Lots of big unveilings there, and it'd be interesting to get Tom's take on that. Telephone-wise, we are toll-free from anywhere across North America at our toll-free line, which is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer to reach out via email, I'll be watching it all throughout the program, all throughout the week as well. It's bob@autoworldradio.com or the backup bob@boblongradio.com. So don't be a stranger if you're listening to us live or on tape delay, or if you're listening to us a little later on in podcast form or archive form, on demand form. All those things are available at GCNlive.com. You can still participate here on the program, and you can still win prizes as well. So just email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Let's see if we've got Let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with Tom Appel. Tom, welcome.
Good morning.
How's the spring shaping up there in the Windy City of Chicago?
We have had some absolutely delicious weather the last few weeks. It's very bright. It's a little bit warm. It's very nice here.
That's great. Of course, the New York Auto Show is now officially history, not only for the press, but for the public. And I know you guys had a number of folks attending there. Did you send your man on the road? Did you send more than one person to the Big Apple?
We actually got no one there this year. We had to cover it remotely. It just schedules didn't work out this year. So, yeah, we didn't have anyone on the floor there, but we did fully cover the show.
Yeah, which is becoming much more easier to do as so many of the press conferences are streamed live. And maybe we should talk about that a little bit, Tom, before we talk about some of the important unveils in New York. I've talked about it a little bit before here on the broadcast, but the auto shows have changed, and they've changed a lot, especially in the last, I'd say 3 to 4 years in particular. Take, for example, New York. A lot of the unveilings to the press were held the night before or even a couple of days before.
Yeah, it's interesting. The big demon announcement was beforehand there, and as you and I both know, in Detroit, we always see Mercedes and General Motors do something the night before the show.
Yeah, and another trend that seems to be happening, too, is the automakers are being very selective as to which shows they're investing their money in and which shows that they're going to have a big presence or not. And one of the surprises, as far as I'm concerned, was the fact that Ford had a number of announcements at the show, but they had no press conference at the show.
Yeah, and that's a strange thing, too. I've seen that, and Ford's rather a large manufacturer for that, but a lot of manufacturers will issue a press release during the week prior to the auto show and simply have a vehicle on the floor at the show. But, yeah, they're not scheduling time, and they're not paying money for that time slot anymore.
Evidently, the price of doing business with the big four auto shows must be becoming increasingly large. Otherwise, you wouldn't see these automakers who are on, you know, theoretically with a record car sales, making hand over fist money, but being very tight around these auto shows. I mean, we saw it in Detroit with a number of manufacturers not being represented, and we saw this major trend in New York where they didn't use the venue of the Javits Center to unveil their vehicle. They took a spot off the show floor and kind of held. I understand Ford took a lot of media to the show, which surprises me because they haven't done that in recent years. But if they do that, then they kind of have a captive audience at their specific locale.
Yeah, and you see that. It was Nissan, I believe, but I might be wrong, who brought a lot of media to Miami last year to look at a vehicle, which was a show that's not even on most people's radar. So it's interesting that, yeah, the big four auto shows are increasingly being marginalized, it seems, by schedules and by costs and by the way manufacturers want to reveal things. And it makes a little bit of sense because, to some extent, a manufacturer may not want to have their announcement cluttered out by all the other stuff happening at an auto show. So if they can do it a week before or 2 weeks before or even just the night before, they get some period of exclusive attention.
That's a really good point, Tom, especially in today's news-driven 24/7 world. It's so easy to get lost in the shuffle if you're among 15 other North American or world debuts on a single day. But nowadays, with a lot of outlets hungry for content, why not do it a different way and have the spotlight entirely to yourself? The other thing that we're seeing is the use of the social media by the automakers to unveil products, sometimes to the entire world, not to the press first. And that is also a big change in our industry.
Sure. And then I think the Lincoln Continental is an excellent example of that. That is a vehicle that was practically on the ground and driving before most media had access to the vehicle.
I know. It is so true. I saw them on trucks being delivered to dealers nearby where I live, and this is a vehicle that hadn't been officially introduced to the press, so it's a different world than it was not that long ago.
Sure. And, you know, in the case of the Continental, this is just a little bit of a sidebar, but in the case of the Continental, this is a vehicle that is playing against European big cars. And in a lot of ways, and I haven't driven it yet myself, but word of mouth and other journalists that I trust have driven this vehicle, it's a nice vehicle, but it's not a sporty vehicle. And I think through the vehicle, I think that Ford feared that through the filter of the automotive media, this car might be dinged for not being high performance or as high performance as you would expect a large luxury car to be these days. But it seems to be a very nice luxury car in a more traditional sense. And there's an audience for that, but I don't know that the auto media was going to be as receptive to that as the public might have been.
Very good point. When we come back, we'll run down some of the important announcements, introductions at the New York International Auto Show, and then we're going to take you folks for some test drives. This is Auto World.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Tom Appel joins us live from Chicago. He is publisher of Consumer Guide. We're talking all about the New York International Auto Show, wrapping up the press days. And Tom, you mentioned one of the stars of the show, certainly one of the most highly anticipated, talking about using the social media to really ramp up enthusiasm. The folks at Dodge released a series of weekly videos on the 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Demon, but it wasn't until the Big Apple review that the true numbers were given to the press and to the world, and they're pretty impressive numbers, to say the least.
Yeah, 840 horsepower. I don't think we have to go back and check. I think that's the most powerful American new vehicle ever sold. That's certainly impressive. As is 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds.
Yeah, that is. I am surprised without all-wheel drive that they're able to do it. But the vehicle is absolutely chock full of all kinds of technology. They really did their homework, to say the least. The fact that this vehicle can do, like you said, it can do 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds, 0 to 30 in 1 second, a quarter mile elapsed time of 9.65 at 140 miles an hour. That's a fast vehicle, and it's also amazing that at launch the vehicle, they've softened the springs on it, which is kind of an unusual move, and they've certainly beefed up the drivetrain, and they've installed a transmission brake, which is an interesting feature, along with a line lock, and this vehicle will actually lift up in the air as much as 2.92 feet at launch.
Yeah, there's all sorts of amazing stuff going on here. And one of the more interesting features, as you mentioned, they're getting this acceleration without all-wheel drive, which I was sure was going to be a component of this. But instead, all the efforts were towards weight transfer, and to move that mass over the rear wheel. So as you mentioned, the front end will lift, and the heft will transfer backwards, and they will just, I think they were 315 section tires, huge tires, just barely street legal racing slicks in back, can get enough traction to launch this thing. An interesting feature too is that one of the engine management functions is to retard spark, I believe, so that the supercharger boost can be near full at launch, which is fascinating.
It is. At launch, I believe it comes off the line with more than 500 horsepower and not at a particularly high RPM either. It's like 2,800 or so RPM.
It's got a
gigantic hood scoop. It's got a liquid to air intercooler, which utilizes Freon from the air conditioning system. And the other thing that is interesting, too, is that, you know, of course, they've made a big deal about taking the weight out of this vehicle, and this is the only production vehicle that, if you want it, you can get it as a one-seater just with the driver's seat. They will delete the passenger, and they will delete the back seat. But if you want the back seat, and if you want the passenger seat, they're just a dollar extra. And if you want leather and the high-end stereos and all the other luxury goodies, you can get that. So I don't know why, but that makes me happy.
Yeah, it's all fascinating stuff. If you're an auto enthusiast, this is all great stuff. There's a lot of cynical response to this vehicle, and to some extent I'm among them. I wish they would have, you know, introduced a redesigned Durango or a new subcompact crossover, but this is where their attention was, and it's certainly a lot of sparks, and there's a lot to see here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm waiting to see the next generation of the Challenger, but it looks like that's not going to happen until model year 2021 now. Interesting concept from Toyota at the show. It was called the FT4X, and no question about it, very uniquely styled, Tom.
Yeah, this is a very interesting vehicle. Toyota has introduced, and I believe it's on the ground now, the CHR, which is a compact crossover, and just barely a crossover. It's kind of a high wagon to the public, and that's a very soft-looking, sporty car. So this concept, on the other hand, is extremely extremely off-road ready looking, and looks like a junior version of the now discontinued FJ Cruiser. It's got the broad shoulders and the straight lines, and looks like an off-road ready car.
A friend of mine has an FJ Cruiser and has driven it 140,000 miles so far, and it's amazing that for a number of years there, I think it's now been knocked off the list, but the FJ, even out of production, had the highest resale value of any new car in the business, any recent new car in the business.
Yeah, there's a few vehicles like that. I know the FJ Cruiser is one where there's just really strong enthusiasm in the aftermarket. The other one, interestingly, is the Ford Excursion. There's a lot of people after those. There's one more. It was on the tip of my tongue, and I just forgot it. Subaru Baja is another one of those vehicles.
Oh,
it's just a great cult following for the car.
Interesting. Speaking of Subaru, Subaru was active in New York with the 2018 Outback as well as a concept vehicle. Subarus sell extraordinarily well in the Northeast, as I'm sure as they do in the Midwest, and certainly this brand continues to churn out some outstanding product.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have Subaru have a mid-size crossover in their fold that looks a little bit more like the rest of the Subaru lineup. The Tribeca of a few years ago just didn't click with buyers, and that's interesting because Subaru buyers are a very loyal bunch. But this vehicle looks very much like a Subaru. It's going to be offered with the expected mechanical systems. It'll be the same Subaru drivetrain, the same Subaru engines, and same expected Subaru traction in snow, and I think it's going to be a big hit.
Yeah, not only did they show off the Outback, but also another production vehicle, the Crosstrek, as well as the concept vehicle that you're referring to, the Accent concept, which is by far the most, you know, let's say almost full-size looking. I don't know the dimensionally how it lines up, but it's got the look of a big rig, this Accent concept from Subaru.
Yeah, it looks more like a crossover than the Tribeca did. And, I don't know how big it is. That's a great question. It's probably about the size of a Ford Edge, but it could be a little bit bigger, which would be interesting because that would be a very large Subaru.
One vehicle that I very much liked stylistically shown off at the New York Auto Show is the Porsche Panamera Sport Turismo. This kind of takes the awkwardness of the Panamera away and delivers a whole lot of cargo room.
Yeah, it's kind of a shooting brake style vehicle. This is a production vehicle, and I'm happy as heck about it. It's nothing I'll ever be able to afford, but I'm just glad it exists. I think it looks great. I love the idea of a Porsche wagon. I just think this is a great looking car.
I do too, and I too will never be able to get one of these, but at least we know if we win the lottery, it's there for us. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Tom Appel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're spending some time with Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors here on the show, talking about the recently concluded media days, the introductions in New York, and this is always an interesting topic to talk about, and that's fuel cell vehicles. Honda's been working on the fuel cell for quite some time, and it's almost like they're just determined to make this statement, whether it's ever really going to sell in any kind of numbers. God only knows. It doesn't seem like the infrastructure is anywhere near ready for something like this. But in New York, they showed off the 2017 Honda Clarity Electric and the 2018 Honda Clarity plug-in hybrid vehicles. Honda's dedicated to this fuel cell, but seems like this kind of technology is a long way off.
It really does. It doesn't seem like we've covered any ground since Honda first launched the FCX Clarity, however long ago that was. I'm not a big believer in fuel cells. I'm very skeptical. But it's interesting that Honda is so dedicated to this. And one of the things I believe and hope is that even if the fuel cell technology is a dead end, as I believe it is, that there's all sorts of electric car technology that comes out of this. And there's a lot of lightweighting going on, too. And I think the most interesting piece of news that came out of the Clarity development, the fuel cell vehicle, was that the entire fuel cell stack and the drivetrain now fits under the hood. And as you probably recall, a lot of the stuff used to leak over into the trunk or behind the driver, and it was not a good fit.
No, absolutely true. Mercedes, as usual, always uses New York as a big place to show off new product. And one of the products showed off was a E-Class Cabriolet for 2018, a very sporty yet stately-looking convertible, Tom.
Yeah, it really is. It's sort of the staple crossover, I'm sorry, convertible in the lineup. It's a true four-passenger car, and Mercedes likes to roll out its vehicles in small doses, so we'll get the sedan first and then the coupe and then convertible. But on the other hand, they're always nice cars. We wait with anticipation to see how they do it.
Absolutely. In addition to that Panamera wagon, we also saw the introduction of, as Porsche gets involved much more now with electric vehicles and such, the Porsche Panamera Turbo SE hybrid vehicle, along with some new renditions of the 911.
Yeah, this is interesting because they've actually made an S high-performance version, and high-performance seems like a crazy thing to call a Porsche, but a higher-performance version of their hybrid. So this is even more horsepower with the hybrid configuration. It's I didn't know that there was a slot in the lineup for this, but here it is.
Absolutely. And certainly when you look at some of the other important debuts in New York, you can't overlook the 2018 Hyundai Sonata. This vehicle was a very controversial style vehicle two generations ago, and then the present generation that's out there now tamed it down, and now for 2018, what do you think? They're going a little bit more on the edgy side?
Yeah, I think they may have regret going softer with the second generation, or the most recent generation of the Sonata. It was two generations ago that it was very dramatic, and the last one was a little bit softer, and they focused more on technology. If you remember, that was one of the first vehicles to have Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So now they're back, and sales have been soft of the Sonata. They exploded with that dramatic redesign two generations ago, and they've softened since then. So, yeah, I think there's a lot riding on how this car turns out.
As I mentioned, Mercedes likes to use New York, and they showed off a whole slew of AMG stuff, including the AMG GL63, as well as the GLC 63 Coupe, the GL 63 Coupe S, and the E63 S wagon. And when it comes to performance wagons, that's definitely a tasty treat.
Yeah, the Mercedes seems to have fully stocked its AMG 43 series, and those are centered around the 3-liter twin turbo. Now they've got the 63s that are out there on the 4-liter V8, and these are the higher performance, more true to form AMGs that we more closely associate the AMG badge with.
Let's talk about a vehicle that's been rumored for a long, long time, 2 or 3 years, and finally we see it in production form. You take that Hellcat engine and you put it under the hood of a Grand Cherokee, and what you come up with is not a Trailhawk, but a Trackhawk. And again, this is without question going to be a great performance vehicle. It's also most likely, in my opinion, going to be probably the most expensive Jeep ever offered.
I had not considered that, but yeah, it almost certainly has to be, doesn't it? I don't know what that would start at, maybe $75,000, but yeah, that's an amazingly entertaining vehicle. It can't be trail rated and track rated at the same time, sadly, but this might be the more entertaining of the two.
Volvo showed off their XC60 on the heels of all the great success of the XC90, and again, they look like they've done a fine job with this.
Yeah, this is a niche they need to kind of get back in there, the small crossover. They've got an XC40 coming soon as well, so Volvo will be fully stocked in these small crossover wars.
Another interesting vehicle was introduced, a number of vehicles from Buick, including the Enclave, but let's talk a little bit about the Enclave, but the Regal is the one that surprised me.
This is an amazing story. I can't think of a name that I associate more with traditional American sedans than Regal. And they announced that the next generation Regal is going to be available in hatchback and wagon form only. This is exciting, actually. It seems very progressive. And I think they call it the Tour X, the wagon. Good-looking car.
Yeah, definitely a good-looking car. And should do well in the marketplace. I certainly would hope so. Interesting from Ford, sending out to the world a hybrid police vehicle. It's called the 2018 Ford Police Responder Hybrid Sedan. This vehicle utilizes a four-cylinder power plant and hybrid technology. Interesting moves, saving gas for the law enforcement folks.
Yeah, this is interesting. And true to Ford form, they never call these vehicles by the models they're based on. The police vehicles are always pursuit vehicles. This is actually a Ford Fusion Hybrid that's been prepped for the police. And it really doesn't differ very much from the Ford Fusion Hybrid that you and I can just go to the store, to the Ford outlet and buy. But they will be marketing this directly to police forces now. What's interesting is that this seems to de-emphasize the Taurus-based police car, which is a very slow seller on the retail side, and I think a fairly slow seller in law enforcement, too. And that vehicle is going to be discontinued. So I think they're trying to move their sedan, their law sedan loyalist into the Fusion if they can.
Interesting. Even though on paper that 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 is a decent performer in the Taurus, it just doesn't seem to have done well anywhere. For those folks who haven't checked out the Daily Drive at consumerguide.com, the blog, tell folks what they are in for if they haven't checked it out before.
Yeah, all our new car reviews and used car reviews are at consumerguide.com. If we go in depth, a full drive report, something like that, or we want to have some fun with the automotive news or just dig into automotive history, that's at the cgdailydrive.com history. You can get there at cgdailydrive.com, or just go to consumerguide.com and link back to the blog site. But we try to have a lot of fun there and encourage people to come by and have a look.
Recently, you guys had the opportunity to take out the Lexus GX460 for 2017. And when we come back, we'll talk about that vehicle. And we'll also talk about a number of other vehicles that have gone through the garage. And if we have chance, Tom does such a wonderful job with some of these great ads. We're going to talk about Economy Car Madness, 10 classic ads featuring affordable rides from long ago. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Thank you so much for joining us here today, each and every week at this very same time on great radio stations across North America, including the information station AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. Tom Appel is with us from Chicago and the headquarters of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. And we're talking about some of the vehicles that he and his team have driven in recent times. So you guys had a shot at the big rig, the 2017 Lexus GX470. And this is a vehicle over the years that has definitely crept up in price.
It certainly has. The GX460 is a big traditional body-on-frame vehicle. It's technically a mid-sized vehicle. And if you know the Lexus lineup, Lexus makes the excellent RX350, which is a traditional unit body, sort of front drive-based crossover. And 95% of Lexus shoppers would be better served by the RX. However, that said, the GX has its allure. It is a traditional body-on-frame vehicle. It's V8 powered. It's got some presence. So the styling is incredibly polarizing. It's either ugly or beautiful, depending on your perspective. No one's in the middle on this one. But I like it a lot. I had the chance to drive it some distance. My wife and I were looking at colleges with my daughter, so we made some road trip time in the vehicle. And surprisingly, despite the big 4.6 liter V8 and the body on frame and the messy aerodynamics, we averaged almost 18 miles per gallon for our trip, and the interior, very roomy. It's actually gorgeous. And this is the kind of vehicle, too, where if you hit snow, if you hit rutty trails or something like that, this vehicle will take it where others wouldn't. Most people don't need that. But if you're looking for something with just a lot of capability and still very classy, this works for you. But as you mentioned, the price, ours touched $70,000, which is a bunch of money.
It sure is. Tom, in addition to doing all the great writing on the new car side, does some wonderful pieces looking back at automotive history. You've got one up about Model Year Madness 10 classic ads from 1969, and I really enjoy that and encourage people to check that one out. But the one that really kind of caught my eye this time around, it was the Economy Car Madness 10 classic ads featuring affordable rides. Now, there's a term that's kind of missing in today's world when the price of an average new vehicle is hovering around $36,000, and even the least expensive new rides are going for $18,000. None of those feel exactly economical, as you write.
No, we're suffering from horrible price compression these days. It's just hard to put a car together under 20 grand, as you noted. But it used to be that there was just a far greater spread between the low end and the high end. And I love to look at those old ads because the way they would sell things like the Pinto were just wonderful. There was a certain innocence to it then, where the only thing you were looking for was mobility with maybe a little bit of style.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of these ads here. This is the Toyota Starlet with some pretty decent fuel economy, the highest gas mileage car in America, born to run farther on a gallon of gas than any other car. The very new Toyota Starlet, that was a short-lived vehicle with 39 miles per gallon city and 54 highway. Those were impressive numbers for a 1981 vehicle.
I actually spent some time behind the wheel of one. I worked at a service station at the time and had to deliver it. I was actually impressed that for such an incredibly small, bare-bones vehicle, it was actually fairly refined. The four-speed shifter was very nice, much nicer than American shifters of the time.
The World Car also kind of made its editorial debut. Of course, today we talk about it every day, that it's a global economy and it's a world car market. But back in 1981, Ford introduced the new World Car, the Ford Escort, again with some pretty good fuel economy and also a lot of room for a little vehicle. And certainly, I don't know if they have the price in here, but that was a very affordable vehicle for its time.
Yeah, and they tried to sell it too slightly at the time as being high-tech. They had mentioned their high-swirl combustion engine. There's some lightweight technology there. It was a first front-wheel drive vehicle for Ford. So there's a lot going on there that they could hang their hat on technologically. And those sold like hotcakes, as we all know.
A 1980 Dodge Aspen ad, the Aspen Special, the only six-passenger car under $5,000, giving you automatic transmission, power steering, the then-in-vogue white wall radial tires, some stripes and bumper guards, and not bad fuel economy, $1,725. Yeah, I mean, that was a good deal for a pretty good-sized vehicle from that period.
Yeah, and this is an interesting car, too, because for 1980, you could also find, if you looked around in a different magazine probably, an ad for an Aspen wagon that would have the fake wood side, the available 318-cubic-inch engine, and all sorts of other luxury features. And then they wouldn't be selling it as an economy car. They'd be selling it as a full-on luxury vehicle.
This is another great car and brings back memories in my own life, as my dad owned a 75 Ford Pinto as a vehicle commuter car to work for him. And it was originally destined to be the car that I would drive back and forth to college. Thankfully, that never happened. But the Pinto sticker back then in 79, $3,787, and it had AM radio, which may be deleted for credit, and steel belted radials, which was a big deal, the old 2.3 liter engine, which Ford used for years, and 4-speed manual transmission. This was before Ford really got overrun with the exploding Pinto syndrome.
Yeah, one of my favorite features on this car, and it's listed here as standard equipment, is full wheel covers. I love that, because I can't even imagine even a base car now being sold with wheel covers at all. And it's so funny, because an entry-level buyer now needs Bluetooth connectivity. They need air conditioning, power windows, power door locks. And here they have, it's just so innocent. It's so wonderfully innocent. Full wheel cover.
I know, exactly. We're giving you a little something extra. Volkswagen with its 75 Rabbit. Of course, that was the debut of the Rabbit. Interesting, you know, they're showing off the German performance, 93 miles an hour. The cruising speed, 38 miles an hour, the highway mileage, and a price of $29.99. And then they use an American song as a tagline, "Happy Days Are Here Again." Again, very innocent.
This is very interesting, and this car and this ad are dramatic changes from the last of the Volkswagen Beetle ads and marketing, which they would have never advertised the top speed of a Beetle. It wasn't the point of the car. And this seems like a concession that Americans were looking for a little bit more than basic transportation by 75.
That's true. The Cutlass and Cutlass Supreme just, you know, sold a ton, especially in the decade of 75 through 86, 87, the late 80s, was the best-selling car in America. And when you look at Oldsmobile's 1975 Cutlass Supreme, would look good at any price at $4,048. It looks beautiful. And, certainly for a vehicle, it's got, power steering, front disc brake. Yeah, front disc brakes, and it's got the then mandatory Landau roof going on. And is that vinyl upholstery or is that velour upholstery inside? The velour was probably extra.
Yeah, I think the velour was extra. And the other thing about this great ad, this car did not have full wheel covers. It had dog dish wheel covers. And I think no cars were built like this that year, but there was a six-cylinder manual transmission at this price.
This is interesting, too, a 1970 AMC Gremlin ad. If you can afford a car, you can afford two Gremlins with a sticker price. Two-passenger Gremlin lists for $1,879, the four-passenger Gremlin, $1,929. That was quite a great price point. Boy, oh boy, have we come a long way, Tom.
We have. Well, I don't know what cars are offered with an optional rear seat anymore, except the Demon. We've come full circle.
Very good, my friend. We're going to have you back on real soon. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Check out ConsumerGuide.com, and don't forget about the Daily Drive. I'm Bob Long.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.